WHMI, Mike and John in the morning, and Cleary University is announcing the launch of its varsity esports program. And joining us on the line, varsity coach, is Jared Erickson. Good morning, Jared.
Morning, guys.
How are we doing today? We're
doing
well. You're gearing up for the fall 2021 season for esports, and I take it you're in the recruiting stages right now.
That is correct.
So why don't you explain, I guess, for a lot of folks, esports is to them, I think, a relatively new phenomenon, although it's been around for quite a while, and obviously Cleary working to encompass this into their athletic program. So explain, you know, what esports is generally, and then how that's going to apply at Cleary.
Yeah, sure. So Cleary's a little bit behind the ball in terms of getting started on the program. Some of the other major colleges in the area have had it for 4 or 5 years now. First school it was at was Robert Morris University over in Chicago. And esports is, in the simplest form I could put it, competitive video games played for an audience, typically by professional gamers. But now that colleges are jumping on the train, well, it's being played by collegiate athletes as well.
It is an amazing, you know, for those of us of a certain generation, we look at it and go, okay, we were at the arcades when we were kids playing video games, popping our quarters or tokens in, and now it's taken this whole life of its own where it becomes a varsity sport and could be an Olympic sport too. And we're talking about esports arenas as well. I know like Lawrence Tech has a pretty huge esports arena, and you guys are going to have an arena there as well, Cleary, correct?
That's right. We're gearing up to get that construction started sometime here in March, just waiting on a few permits from the city. But we have a very capable gentleman who's been doing construction for over 25 years that works on our campus as our general maintenance guy and helps us fix pretty much anything and everything. And him and I are working closely together to make sure that we turn our 1,700 square foot space into just this amazing arena, which will be visible from the athletic field.
So, and you're talking about the Cleary Commons right now, which a lot of people know is the former Johnson Center.
Correct.
And so that is, how much of that space is going to be the state? Is it going to use up like most of the space in the Cleary Commons?
So we're currently renovating in there. We had a very generous donor give us a lot of money to renovate the cafeteria area. And then on the other side of the building, the part of the building that faces the athletic field, there's a room there that's just kind of dead space. It has a lot of extra closets that we're going to be pushing back, and we're going to expand it into a pretty simple rectangular space, but then we're going to fill that out with 24 stations and deck it out in all kinds of LED lights. We got custom chairs coming. It's a really cool space that's going to be built here and should be done sometime in the summer.
Great. So as we talked about at the top of the interview here, you're in the recruiting stages. So let's go through, you know, you think of college sports, you know, the coach going to different games for whether it's a football team or looking for a soccer player or whatever it may be, a baseball player. How are you recruiting? Are you getting on game sites and checking out players that way? How do you evaluate a potential student to bring on your varsity team?
So I think one of the easiest things to look at in terms of esports when you're recruiting, first of all, you have to identify the titles that you're going to be participating in. And there are a few organizations out there that help with that. NACE is one of the big ones. They help establish esports for colleges that want to get into it. And one of the big steps in the recruiting process is obviously finding your athletes and making sure they're accessible. Sites like NCSA, which is a very common recruiting tool for colleges, is something that I utilize, and they have esports on there. So when you're looking at students, you know, you can generally see their statistics really easily, which is a great thing to access. If a football coach or a soccer coach could see every single stat from every single game that an athlete has played, that would be fantastic. But one of the harder things to evaluate is the student's overall attitude and how they handle being on a team. So that's something where you really want to get in person, COVID precautions relating, to make sure that you can really assess the athlete. Because anybody can be a good player, but when it comes to being a good athlete, that's a big part of what I believe makes a good team.
You know, I know that colleges, universities, when it comes to athletics, one of the big things that they have to keep in mind is, you know, the Title IX, gender equity rules that are out there. But esports, it really does represent sort of a gender-inclusive sports.
You know, we do like to think that way because it really does. It offers accessibility, but it's still a fact that the gaming space is a very male-dominated area. And one of the things I'm putting forth a really big effort in is to make sure that I'm giving female gamers just as much accessibility and opportunity to get on the team. It's very common to see co-ed teams at the collegiate level, but I'd say that females only account for about 20 to 30% of programs right now, which we'd like to up that to about 50 in a perfect world. But it's really about reaching out to the ladies that maybe do want to play and making sure they feel comfortable coming and trying out or even applying in the first place.
You know, Jared, this is such a fascinating topic. I got to ask you, how did you get into coaching for esports?
I mean, are you a gamer?
You probably were a gamer at one point. Maybe you've hit your prime.
Oh, of course. My prime,
I'm just saying, you're 25, you're done. You know, I don't know because I'm an old fart. So, you know, as far as gamers go, you know, how did you get into it and then end up coaching, being a varsity coach at Cleary?
Yeah, so I'll try to make this as short-winded as possible. You know, I grew up with two older sisters that were born in the 80s, so I always grew up around the Nintendo and the SNES and Sega, and I had everything growing up, so I definitely accidentally deleted a few save files back when they were unrecoverable, you know. But aside from that, you know, I always had a passion for it. My sister married a man, you know, fairly young, and him and I would, you know, get together and stay up, you know, till 3 or 4 in the morning playing video games on Xbox and all the older systems. And, you know, that always kind of stuck with me, but I've always been a traditional athlete too. I've played a lot of sports growing up, played a lot of soccer through high school, and transitioned into coaching that at 16. I coached soccer for about 8 years. So I have that traditional background, which is something that a lot of esports coaches don't have, not that they're not capable, but having that background definitely helps. So what ultimately led me into esports is I played a few games pretty competitively up in the top 1% of players, which is, you know, 10,000 or so. And the professional scenes only have 100 players in them, so there were still 9,000 guys better than me. So wow. I kind of gave up on the professional aspirations, but still managed to go play in an amateur tournament out in Los Angeles, which was really cool. Got to go out there for free playing a game called League of Legends, which is one of the titles that we do offer at Cleary.
Let me ask you, do you have a scholarship for Galaga?
For what?
We don't have anything for Galaga. Oh, you know, okay. You got any impressive high scores, I'll throw a machine in the arena for you.
Well, I'd have to go find the arcade.
He was great at Ms. Pac-Man.
Where my initials were. I think they might still be there.
The Hall of Fame somewhere in a
in an arcade. Well, you know, and of course we're having fun with this, but as you were talking about your background in athletics and traditional sports, because this is it's easy to kind of make fun of esports, but I think that obviously it is really kind of does represent the future.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, there's a lot of stigma that goes along with it, but I can tell you guys from experience, most of the athletes that come in the door to play for me are generally already in shape. They're not going to be, you know, crawling out of their mom's basement to come to Cleary University to play esports. But what it does do is it presents the opportunity for kids who maybe would have not otherwise gone to college or had no interest
absolutely
to actually go and be a part of something bigger. And, you know, I hope this doesn't deter any potential advocates listening, but if you want to come and play esports for Cleary, you can expect to be part of a physical regimen as well, because we do work with our strength and conditioning coaches to make sure people stay in
shape. Well, you don't want the injuries, that's for sure. Drop it, give me 20.
Know, most of the injuries you're going to run into are just going to be, you know, your general early symptoms of carpal tunnel or, you know, a sprained wrist or something like that. Prolonged sitting can lead to back problems, which, you know, I'm sure you two, as you coined it, old farts, might have a couple of those already. But
you know, now it's time to wrap this up. Yeah, okay. I'm starting to call us old farts. Jared, for folks that are interested, have sons or daughters that are into video games and esports and maybe potential athletes for your team, how do they get in touch with you? What's the best way?
So you can go to cleary.edu and check out the website. Go over to the athletics portal, which is just clearycougars.com, and you're going to be able to find esports right on there. And that's going to show you all the titles that we have available. It's going to ask you for some basic information just related to the specific game title, which we run League of Legends, Rocket League, Hearthstone, and Overwatch. All of them are on PC, but if you do play on console, you are able to plug in an adapter to play PC. And you fill that info out, shoot it over to me, and I'll be in touch shortly. Or if you have questions and you want to reach out to me directly, just my first initial and my last name, Jay Erickson. That's J-E-R-I CKSEN at Cleary.edu, and I'm pretty responsive if I get anything coming into my mailbox.
All right, Jared. Good luck with the program again. Jared Erickson, esports head coach at Cleary University. We appreciate it this morning. Thanks for joining us.